Marathon County Administrator Mort McBain is frustrated. A new study confirms what many people have known for years. The county jail is overcrowded, but McBain doesn't want to spend $30 million on a new facility because he thinks locking people up can be counterproductive.
Lengthy jail and prison sentences can actually make criminals worse. You put them in with a population of hardened criminals, and they're going to learn some things.
McBain wants the county to use more treatment, counseling, and electronic monitoring to deal with its growing jail population. He says even work release is too expensive.
Every day they walk out of that jail, go to a job, or in some cases they even go provide daycare for their kids, and then at night they check themselves back into the jail. What's wrong with that picture? We're punishing these guys by putting them in jail. But in a sense, we're really punishing ourselves because it's very expensive to house and feed somebody in a jail.
The sheriff of Marathon County, Randy Hainish, says McBain is wrong. Hainish wants the county to build a new Huber work release facility. He says unless criminals are forced to return to a jail cell at night, electronic monitoring often just keeps them in business.
A drug dealer could still operate out of his house by having the people who buy drugs from him, you know, show up at the door. Unless you have extensive checking, which is, again, is an additional cost, they're free to drink or do drugs or do whatever they want to do in the comfort of their home.
The county's district attorney, Jill Falstead, also takes a hard line. To Falstead, crime is a public safety issue, and the money has to be spent to keep the bad guys locked up.
I don't think it's reasonable to not charge crimes or not to prosecute because there's no space in the jail. We have a duty to prosecute crimes and hold offenders accountable. It's what we do with them after that we need to figure out a little better.
McBain says if a new jail is built, he'll have to cut programs and lay off people. And he wonders where it will end.
We continually fill every jail bed that we build. We build more jail beds and we fill them up.
It's a dilemma faced by many Wisconsin counties as they balance tight budgets with a public demand for tough sentencing. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.